Without drastic intervention, Baystate College will close this summer. The small for-profit school faced eviction. It also lost its accreditation and its interim president. WBUR's Max Larkin reports that has students reeling and feeling uncertain about their future.
Colleges, small and large, make a promise to their students. Pay your tuition, put in the work and the time, and in some way, you'll change your life. In his 12 years at Baystate College, Jeremy Shepard has gotten to know the students there well.
Typical Baystate student, I'd say, is very career-focused. They may have tried other schools that weren't a fit, and they come here and they find their passion, their niche, and they want to turn it into their profession.
In the past few months, though, he's had to temper that promise. Even as the college's accreditation was revoked in January, it fell behind on rent by nearly $1 million. Then, in early April, the interim president, Jeff Mason, suddenly resigned. Shepard describes the mood on the college's Back Bay campus.
I wouldn't say it's somber, per se, but it's a challenge. It's hard to tell students, like, you love it here. Unfortunately, we may not be able to have you.
So there's an eerie feeling on campus this spring. The halls are full of mannequins, sporting clothes designed by fashion merchandising majors. And there are training dummies on gurneys in the nursing classrooms, but there aren't many students. The institution has been struggling for a while. The college was sold to a Chinese firm 6 years ago, but enrollment, already in decline, never recovered. As of last year, Baystate has about a third as many students as it had 3 years ago. But amid its troubles, Baystate really did have success stories, like its rigorous, well-regarded nursing program. Cheryl McInerney says the program's courses were difficult, but to a purpose.
It's hard. It's really hard. Which, as I tell them all the time, it has to be. We have people's lives in our hands. You know, so the rigor has to be there.
McInerney led the nursing program from 2015 until just last year. She believes the program was a small but important pipeline for equity in nursing. Parents weren't uncommon. Neither were veterans. About half of its students were people of color. And the program placed 97% of its graduates in nursing jobs or in more advanced degree programs within 2 years. Among the nursing students left at Baystate this spring, many say the program really did work, like Matilde Herrera, Courtney Hansen, and Lindsay Sheehan.
The diversity within the classes and also just the size of our classes, it's a smaller school, so therefore, you know, smaller groups of students, which I personally enjoy.
We can all agree that we're getting a great experience and great education.
The professors are awesome at Baystate. They'll never turn you away. They're always there for you and very understanding. And it really gave me a sense of belonging.
So it's understandable that students were caught off guard by the college's loss of accreditation. What's more, Sheehan says, school administrators painted a falsely rosy picture of the college's chances of a successful appeal.
I guess I thought the school was better than it was. And I thought the school that was more willing to help the students than it really is. But there's nothing I can do about it now.
The whiplash leaves Sheehan and as many as 17 other non-graduating nursing students in a bind. It isn't easy to transfer nursing credits. Baystate has found 3 potential transfer locations, but they're far from perfect. And at all 3 alternatives, students like Sheehan would have to repeat at least 1 semester, making the past year feel like a waste of time, money, and energy.
I mean, I feel guilty. I'm 29. I should have my life together. I should start a family, and I can't do that when I'm at home studying for school, but it might take me another 2-3 semesters to graduate. I thought I was home free.
In a letter sent to the college community earlier this month, Baystate's new interim president says his team will work hard to find potential partner institutions who might want to acquire parts of Baystate and to help staff and students find a new place to work and study. It's a reminder that for all its troubles, Baystate College was a welcoming academic home for at least some of its students, and there's still no easy way to take that home away. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Max Larkin.